is a little out of tune, as is the case here, the effect is quite good.
Robert Bickers of the Go-Betweens, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Lithuanian composer Martin Rock engineers the collision of ambient noise and cinematic forces in his music, and we'll venture into deep space with him on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from Christina Pato, VJ Iyer, William Onyebor, and Nina Cherry. Deep Threes. Where will the music take you?
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been through. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot hear sparrows sing, and I cannot feel melody, secret place that's full of grace.
Yes,
there's a blessing in the storm.
Yes, it is.
Help me sing it. There's a blessing in the storm.
Some of y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's when you meet Jesus. Can I get a witness in here? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body,
yes, sir,
and the pain just won't leave my soul.
This is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees and say, Jesus, please.
Call on him, call on him.
There's a blessing in the storm.
I need a witness in here.
Help me sing it.
Ow.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need, family.
When I cannot seem to love again,
yes, sir,
and the raindrops won't ever end.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir,
there's a blessing in the storm.
Come on, somebody.
Those clouds will soon be gone.
blessing in the storm.
Help me sing it.
There's a blessing.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Hallelujah.
Help me sing it.
Come on.
There's a blessing in
yes, sir.
The storm.
I feel like having a little church up in here. I know the record is almost over, but can we have a little church before the record is over? Listen, this is what I want to tell you. Listen. Go ahead and let them talk about you.
There's a blessing in the storm. That's why we call this broadcast There's a Bright Side Somewhere. That's Mr. Kirk Franklin and family. That's a blast from the past, that one right there. And I'm here. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here with our good friend, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Also our co-host on the Tuesday afternoon show. And so we're just grateful to be with you again. How y'all doing out there? Oh, I hope we can lift your spirit if you're down, keep you going high if you are, and let you know that there's no place else to go. Keep that dial right there and stay right here with us at There's a Bright Side Somewhere. So, Mr. Martin, how are you doing this morning? You already told me you have a busy and full day. How you doing?
I am doing well. Getting in gear. We're going to play this morning at the Presbyterian Church on the 10:30 service, a little jazzy gospel. And so getting prepared for that, but just blessing God to be up and moving around and for all the blessings that he's bestowed upon me.
That's what's up. Amen. We're up. We're moving around. And, you know, it's been a hard year, especially since March. And we are cognizant of those who are out there or right here that are going through. But that's why we're here. This is what we do. We help you. We help you. As we help ourselves, we are helping you, too, to remember there's a blessing in the storm. To remember that behind every cloud is a silver lining. Amen. The sun is still shining and there's a bright side somewhere. You know what we do here? We bring you music with a message for the mind, the heart, and the soul. So we want you to stay right here. Keep that dial and don't go nowhere. We got some projects for you next coming up. Do you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? There's a blessing in the storm. Hold on in. Hold on. Hang in. Don't quit in the dip. Do you hear what I hear? The late and the great Whitney Houston on that one. Oh, Holy Night by Miss LeAndrea Johnson. Silent Night by the Irreplaceable Temptations. Someday at Christmas, Mr. Stevie Wonder, the legendary Stevie Wonder and Andra Day. Now Behold the Lamb by Mr. Kirk Franklin again. Jesus is Love by Mr. Lionel Richie. We went to the past and brought it to the present and lined it up with the future in gospel music. So listen and be blessed. We'll be back with our spiritual social commentary after that.
Mighty King. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I say, we wish you a Merry Christmas to each
and all of you.
One of you.
Tender and mild, sweet.
to remember this life.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
And we mean it now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to all of you.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
Six, drums. Track 7, clav. Track 5, vocals. Track 3, piano.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys. Bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, arch will see a world where men are free.
We swing it like that.
Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we've learned what Christmas is for, when we've found what life's really worth,
someday all our dreams will come to be.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are bringing you music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And this is our Christmas kickoff service of music for the masses. We'll be right back after that with our spiritual social commentary. So stay right there and don't go nowhere.
Why you love me so?
Yeah. You shed your blood for me, Jesus, on Calvary. Thank you for being born for me, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus,
for loving me so.
Never, never, never know.
For loving me so.
Power,
the glory,
glory.
Those are not false claims or fake news. Those are facts. Jesus is love. Jesus is love. I come to you in love. I come to you in peace. I come to you in joy on this second Sunday of the Advent season. It occurred to me last week, beloved, that I did not introduce Advent season in my time with you last week. So I wanted to back up a little bit and talk about Advent a little. I think in the season that we are in, this COVID pandemic age, this political unrest and the dividing of the United States, I think it is important to consider even the concept of Advent and what Advent is meaning for many of us. I understand that it is not something observed by evangelicals and Pentecostals. So if you are of that religious persuasion, you may not be familiar with Advent. But Advent season did begin 16 centuries ago. It's an observance annually by a lot of Christians, Catholics, Protestants, Episcopalians, Lutherans, et cetera, and so forth. And the word Advent comes from the Latin meaning coming or coming to come to. And so it is, you know, historically and traditionally in the Christian context, a reference to the coming of Christ when he was born in a manger in Bethlehem. And also it is a call to remember that he's coming back again, and he's coming back again in power to establish his kingdom. So the season of Advent invites us to consider the sacred meanings of Christ's coming. You know, they started this, from what I read, they started this back at a time where new converts to Christianity were getting ready for baptism. And, you know, Jesus taught that, you know, we had to be born again of the Spirit of God and of water, water symbolizing like washing up, getting clean, and then being born again with a new human spirit, that our human spirit gets renewed. We don't think the way we used to think. We don't talk the way we used to talk. For myself, I used to cuss like a sailor. I don't do that no more. Some of y'all out there will be real glad about that if you knew me back then. Jesus came, and John 3:16 tells us that he came out of love, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that while we were yet sinners, he didn't come for, you know, us because we had it all together perfect and we so holy and righteous. He came while we were yet sinners, and he didn't just come from one or two or a few. He came for the world. He came for the world. Jesus is the love of God made tangible, made carnate, made flesh, and walking among us. And so as we are in Advent season now, we are reminded by this season of four candles representing various aspects of Jesus as he walked in the world and as he is now in eternity, advocating still for us, intervening still for us, a mediator for us. We want to reflect upon those things. I invite you to reflect upon those things with me. There are people who are caught up today, as they were back then when they started the Advent season and the Christian tradition, with decorating and getting presents and attending parties. Yep, they were doing that 16 centuries ago. And I guess the spiritual leaders realized that we need to do something. Yes, we want to keep the celebrations, but we need to do something to bring people to a remembrance of the sacredness of what God has done for us. And I wanted to reflect on that a little bit because when times are really good and we are celebrating, and there are people who are celebrating in the midst of all of this, truly, and I thank God for that, you know, we can celebrate even when things are going rough. But there are also people who things are going so badly for, and they feel like there's no reason to have any kind of joy or any kind of hope. They've lost their peace. They feel unloved or like God doesn't love them anyway. And so Advent invites us to reframe those kinds of thoughts, whether it's all about the party and the celebration and the buying of gifts and what gifts I'm going to receive, or whether it's a consuming grief or sorrow or sadness at loss or disappointment. Advent reminds us that there is hope. Hope like a light shining in a dark place. And beloved, we as God's people, we are to be that hope in this world. There's a second Advent candle, the candle of peace. And God, through Jesus, told us, the peace I give you, the world did not give, and the world can't take it away. And there's the candle of love, the love. Jesus is love, as Lionel Richie and the Commodores told us and reminds us every time we hear that song. Jesus is love. He can give you peace. He can give you joy. He can, yes, beloved, if you're out there and you think that I'm just saying words, I'm encouraging you. Hold on. Don't quit in the dip. Jesus can restore peace and joy in your life. I'm a witness, and I know there are witnesses out there. I wish you'd say amen. Can't nobody hear you but yourself, but that, or those in your house, those in your car, or those by nearby. But, you know, you can say it with me. Amen. It is so. He can and he will. So we want you to be encouraged on today as we are in Advent, preparing ourselves mentally, spiritually, emotionally for the celebration of the birth of Jesus, the incarnation of the love of God made tangible for us, the power of the love of God, that the love was so great that he gave his only begotten son so that we don't have to pay the price for our sins, our disobedience, our rebellious ways of acts towards God. But through Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled to God. Oh my goodness. So when Christmas comes around, yes, we celebrate and we enjoy, and then we reflect and we remember. My oldest grandchild is born on Christmas Day, and even when his father was a child, we would hold off opening gifts until the evening, and we do the same. Well, I tried to do the same with my grandson, even though we open up birthday gifts in the morning and Christmas gifts in the evening, just to try and keep that mindset of what the meaning of Christmas is about. I think when we think about the meaning of Christmas, it'll help get us through this season of hardship, this season of unprecedented in our lifetime, a death and devastation by a pandemic. And it will help us in this time of unprecedented presidential transitioning. So many unprecedented things that are going on. But one thing that remains the same is God and his love for us. What remains the same is Jesus' love for us. What remains the same is that worldwide we'll be celebrating his love for us in the birth of Jesus Christ, his son. So we're going to be playing music for you all month long, keeping you high and lifted up in the things of God as we celebrate his love on Christmas Day. That's my spiritual social commentary for today. And I hope that, you will take it, you will use it, and it will bless you as you go into the remainder of this week as we come and count down to Christmas Day. We're going to come back with more music with the mind, the heart, and the soul. And this next up is Emmanuel by Mr. Norman Hutchings. And we got a little Luther for you, too, a little Donnie. We're going way back. Stay right there. I'll be back after that.
Don't be dismayed. tossing, and I forget about all the troubles I seem to have. And I tell myself to feel how my brother feels. Try to love him, and maybe then I'll understand. Make a little room in our hearts. No heart's too small.
Take a hand now.
reflecting on the meaning for the reason of this season. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I pray that in this Christmas season, no matter what your station lot in life, you will be blessed. Well, I'm getting ready to sign off out of here till we get to come back again. But listen, I want to just say happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah starts on Thursday to all our Jewish brothers and sisters and friends. Happy Hanukkah to you. Also, we're going to be launching a Hope Christmas on Columbia Street. And listen, I'm going to need your help out there. So if you think it's a good idea, Christmas on Columbia Street, there are great few agencies, our organization included, and they distribute gifts to children and families for the holidays, and usually do it in our locations in the indoors. So this year, we're going to do it on Columbia Street at the Human Service Building parking lot. People have signed up to receive Christmas gifts with various agencies. We're going to have a central location for distribution, a little holiday cheer. If you're an agency and you want to participate, or an individual who wants to volunteer, reach out to us at overcomersministries12534@gmail.com. overcomersministries12534@gmail.com. We're doing this in coordination with several churches and organizations, hopefully, and yours might be one, with the Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora, a newly launched the sisterhood in our community. So I want you to know about that. And on Christmas Eve, December 24th at 6 p.m. at the courthouse, there will be a Christmas Eve celebration hosted by our brothers and sisters at the First Presbyterian Church with Sister Pastor, Sister Catherine Belke is the pastor. So yes, beloved, that's the news that you can use. And until we speak again, remember never to forget. I don't care how dark the sky, how gray the clouds, the sun is still there and shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Emmanuel, God with us. God loves you. God bless you. I love you too. We'll be back when the Lord says so. Next Sunday, in fact. Until then, peace, love, and joy.
You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Come. Let us.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. Praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us adore him.